Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Okay, enough said. We just did a collab podcast with Good Moms Bad Choices Podcast. If you don't follow them on Instagram, go follow them. If you don't listen to their podcast, go subscribe to it. There's just the two realest ladies on the internet, and we love them. They're single moms navigating the dating world, open regarding sexuality and all things motherhood. Just cool, wicked ladies that we are so honored to have done a podcast with. Check it out. We even get to relationships, body confidence, sexuality, literally marijuana, drink, everything. Go check it out and let us know what you think.
Kat and Nat are like the white version of us. They're like, they're married and they have more kids, but they just don't give a fuck, just like us.
Welcome to the new series, Cocktails and Conversation with Kat and Nat.
And we've decided to bring you all of these conversations with people that we like to have, where there's a little bit of wisdom, always hilarity and hilaria. Yes. Some famous, some just cool, some drink, some don't drink, but there's always a conversation.
Cheers, join us. We are Kat and Nat. We are of the Mom Truth podcast, and we are here with you guys who are
good moms, bad choices.
Wow, that was really good. I love that. Did you guys? We need to do that.
Okay,
we're from Mom Truth. Podcast.
You know, I'm so glad you guys are so honest with how you're feeling, because I think a lot of moms and women right now are feeling like so spent and like just kind of done, like just kind of like we're like the positive party, and now it's kind of like, fuck it, I'm tired. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired.
I'm tired, and I don't want to always have to be the positive party. Why do moms have to be the positive party? Fuck, we do all this shit anyway. Actually, yeah, I'm not positive.
I know. I was thinking about the way that my children make me feel, and that if this was a relationship with anybody else, my children, I would cut that relationship like so long ago. They make me matter. They make me want to explode. They make me second guess myself, feel insecure. Like they take all my energy, and then they just leave me to just fill myself back up. I'm like, this isn't a healthy relationship. But when we talked to you guys last, I was so like, first of all, I love how open you are about like sexuality and your body and dating. Dating as single moms, like that is so intriguing because it's right now so foreign for this woman who just had her 14-year wedding anniversary with the same fucking guy when I'd never dated a guy more than a year before that. And I cannot imagine that I've been with the same one. I mean, I don't know how I did it. And you know what? We take it day by day. But your stories of dating are so fucking juicy, and that you send nudes and you're fine with it.
We send a lot of nudes. Well, on our Instagram, like all the time, we encourage our followers to send us nudes, because sometimes women like they don't feel confident, or they don't have anyone to send their nudes to, or they want someone to check to make sure they look cute before they send the nude.
And sometimes you're just feeling sexy and you want to send a nude, but like, who are you going to send them to? You got like 12 in your camera roll, but you haven't sent them to nobody, but your one friend that you've already known, but like, send them to us. You don't.
And we send them back.
How do you take a nude without a selfie stick?
Oh my God.
How many what?
How do you take a nude without a selfie stick?
You prop the phone up on a lot of things.
I use pillows.
And then you push the timer.
Books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Long arms.
Any tip on how to take a nude?
Take 100. One will be good. Keep trying.
Do you totally do like the vag? It's not just boobs. It's like the whole
That's the reserved vagina. For like a special person. I'm not really a big vag.
First of all,
vagina. Yeah, picture taker.
We're like all vagina holders, but like everybody knows, like a front facing vagina photo isn't that beautiful, no matter how beautiful your vagina is. Like, I've literally taken one.
I would have to disagree.
I mean, I don't like taking. I've taken one vagina photo, really good one, in like the last 5 years, and I've just recycled that one. And there was just the one that was like, wow, that is a beautiful one. But okay. I don't know if I still have that one, but I don't know. I personally, I don't think vaginas front facing are that good.
They don't really age.
Huh?
They age? Don't age that much, right?
Oh my God.
Would you know the vagina?
No, but I have a confession. Did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I went to a party and I was having a great time at the party and I was getting drunk, and then I went to pee, and then I don't know why I was so focused on my vagina while I was wiping, but I zoomed in and I was like, is that a gray hair? And I was like, oh, you're drunk, you know? So I let it go. And then the next day I was peeing again. I was like, oh fuck, I need to recheck that. I think I was tripping. And I looked and I have a little gray vaginal pubic hair. So the question is, no, it's still there. I thought maybe my vagina is wise, you know?
What? You earned that pube. You earned it.
It's just one. But if like three pop up, they're out of here.
I'd never had brown hair before, and so I'd never had brown hair.
Uh-huh.
So I got, finally I can see that there's a couple grays. So Kat's been she told me that I don't have very much hair, so she doesn't want to pluck them, but I'm like, just pluck it.
You guys both work full time. I'm totally intrigued, right? And then you podcast and do Good Moms Bad Choices on the side.
Yeah. It's her side hustle.
Big, do you find that you Is it hard to make time for this space, or is it an outlet for you?
Both. Yeah. I think when we started it, we didn't know like how much time it was going to take, as I'm sure you know. Like,
we're like, oh yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's so easy. It's like, whatever.
We're going to talk.
Every week.
We talk all the time.
No problem. And then it's like every Wednesday comes and I'm like, how the fuck is it Wednesday again? How?
We just did this shit.
And then, and it is like, you know, when we have like stacked up episodes and we haven't recorded for a long time, like, I'm like, I need therapy. We need therapy. Like, this is,
they don't know about what's happening recently. It's so important. We need to get on the mic.
This is our therapy. And it, like, I don't know about you, but like, I don't know. I've done a lot of growing publicly.
Yeah.
And so it's made me have to be really accountable for what I say and the things that I, you know, am saying that other, like, I suggest other people do. Like, I got to take my own goddamn advice. But yeah. And then like also having my other business, which keeps me really busy as well. It's really hard to balance now. That's really loud. Sorry.
But you haven't even talked about that, like, motherhood on top of that, which is a, like, a full-time fucking job during COVID. It's a full-time job. It's a full-time job.
Well, you know, my daughter's going to summer camp in like 5 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you need to get her on board on that? Y'all have to do this together. You cannot not do it together. You
I'm
have
going to like the most expensive summer camp she could find. It's like $200 a day. I'm like, bitch, I'll take it to my mom's house.
It's not $200 a day, but it is stupid. But I don't care because I need her to get the fuck out of my house.
Whatever's your sanity, it's priceless. If it's your sanity, priceless. Fuck
no,
it.
You gotta get the fuck out.
She was signing up her son for camp, and she was like, you know, you can do pods, so there could be five people. And I have three sons.
Just so you know, in Toronto, we're not even out of lockdown yet. We're still in lockdown. Like, well, we're not even allowed. Like, they just.
Because they care about you.
Okay.
They care about you in Canada. We have a president
like
that doesn't give a fuck.
500 cases in the whole country, and we're not allowed out. 500 cases in the whole, all the camps.
That's it?
A day. And all of Canada. Yeah. 500. Yeah. Under 1,000 every day in all of Canada. And we're like, nope, you can't do that. You can only be with five people. Now it's 10.
Now, I'm kind of sick of being taken care of and someone caring about me. I just want to get the fuck out of here. But no, her kid's going to this camp. So she says to me, you want to put your sons in the camp? I'm like, yeah. And then my husband, he's there and he's peeking in from behind. He's like, do you know how much that camp costs? No, seriously, Natalie, have you looked at how much that costs? And I was like, I guess we won't be coming to camp with you. So she gets to go to camp.
You get to be the camp counselor.
I mean, I have a little bit I have some reservations about camp. I mean, obviously, COVID is apparently making a comeback here, and America is like not taking it seriously at all, and we're like second in the lead of like the most cases in the world. So yeah, I'm a little concerned, but also like I'm willing to just test it for a week, see how it plays out, see what happens. Like, her school is taking a lot of precautions and like doing a lot of, like, you know, the temperature testing. All the counselors are getting tested weekly. So I feel good about it. But like, for my mental health, I need it. I have so much mom guilt constantly because like I am working, and like normally in our normal life, she would be at school while I'm doing that. So I wouldn't feel so bad about like ignoring her all day. Like, yesterday we were working all day and I was like, we haven't talked to our kids all day. We've just been yelling at them through this glass door that I have where we can see them, and like telling them to basically like shut the fuck up and eat and go play outside and shut the fuck up.
Don't need any more snacks.
And go play outside and don't talk to us. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Like,
it's not good.
You guys, don't you feel like with COVID now, like, mom judgment and mom shaming is going to go even more off the chart? Like, whether or not you should send your kids to school, not send your kids to school. Like, I just feel like the wars have already begun. And it's like you said, I'm doing what's best for me and my family, and I'm going to see what happens.
It's going to get bad. And even just in my friend group, and they're talking about, like, when they're talking about how they've schooled their kids in the past few months and how we're all so different, but yeah, we're all like friends. You'd think we'd all sort of be like having the same kind of ideas, but no, everyone is so different. They're like, oh, finally, it's the last day of school. I'm like, oh my God, my kids haven't been in school for months. I'm not
mine either. My daughter had her kindergarten graduation last week, and like, I was like, so technically I should have been teaching her up until this date. Like, so basically she's been on summer for like 2 months. Like, all we do is go outside, and when we're on walks, I'm like, what does that start with? That's school. like
tree.
That's the extent.
You're exactly the same as you guys. So at least it's good to know that there's going to be a lot of people like us who didn't do that.
I told Erica, I was like, oh my God, like in 5 years, if she has developmental reading issues, it's going to be my fault because I have not taught her in the last 3 months. I feel like my guilt is over, like overwhelming myself because I'm like, she's going to be, I told her the other day, I was like, all the other kids are going to know how to read. You're going to be behind if you don't practice every day. And then we pulled up to 7-Eleven and there's a homeless and she's like, am I going to be like him? And I was like, yes, because you won't have a job and you won't have a house. And she was like,
yes.
She was like, but what about you, mommy? You're not going to help me. I was like, I can't always help.
Oh my God. I love it.
I have a question for you guys because you guys, your kids are older than ours. And like, So my daughter's teeth have started to fall out. And so like yesterday, last night, the tooth fairy, I don't want her to hear me. I'm like, the tooth fairy came last night. And Loki actually, the tooth fairy is supposed to come yesterday, but I forgot.
Because we fell asleep.
Like I put the tooth under her pillow and I straight up fucking forgot to put money under there. And she woke up and was like, she didn't come. And I was like, fuck. No. I was like, and she blamed her.
Storms.
Too many people lost teeth that night. There was a snowstorm in Canada. We have those.
Yeah.
She got lost.
She didn't have a mask to come in because of COVID, so she couldn't come in.
That's great.
Not a mask.
Social distancing.
It's gone a week and it gets to a point where my kids stop looking and then finally I do it and they're like, I'm like, did you check under your pillow? And they're like, oh, right.
Okay. We think you should
Do you keep all the teeth? Like, when do you tell them it's not real anymore? Like, when the fuck does it end?
This is what we think we should start a movement. We all put down like $30 on the first tooth and be like, now this is for every tooth. Like, you lost one, this is for all of them.
There's $32. Look, I was so like happy, not happy, like emotional when she lost her first one that I gave her $10 for the one tooth that I was like, okay, I kind of set the bar here and this is too much. I did too much. So
sometimes you don't, it's all you have in the house.
Like, yes.
This one time.
Who has cash? We need
debit. I didn't have any cash. I had to like ask my friends that were here to pull it all together. You know what I did? Oh my God, I did something even worse, Loki.
Oh yeah.
I went in her piggy bank.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
Took
her money and put it under her thing. Wait, and then, so when I went to get the piggy bank, she was sleeping. I took it out of her room and put it in my room. I gave her the money. She woke up in the morning. She's like, look. And then she looked over and saw that her piggy bank was missing. And I was like, trying to distract her. I was like, oh my God, wait, da-da-da. And then I went and snuck it back in there. And I was like, I'm a fucking terrible mom.
And she was like, that's funny. I had exactly $10 in my piggy bank.
That's what she said to me.
I was like, your daughter's a fucking private investigator, 5-year-old. That's what she is.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Oh, yeah. This is what you do. You take from their piggy bank, you put under their pillow. And then when you have no money for pizza, you steal from their piggy bank.
Oh, I do that too. I take her birthday money and spend it on myself.
Yes. I mean, don't worry. This is just and honestly, we've gotten to the point that we have so many kids that like our little one will be like, you know, like I know about Santa. Like I know it's fine. You don't have to try so hard. Yeah. I won't tell anybody else.
Yeah, they all it's like just at the gong show over here. I want to ask you guys a question because, you know, we don't often talk about single moms. We come from single moms, but our audience, when we touch upon it, our experience as children with single moms, it resonates with them. And I think that like for our platform, hearing what kind of things you guys go through in terms of like getting it done and kind of the overwhelming sense of the daily, right? Like not every day you can just be like, I need to tap out for a minute, right? Like you're on when you have your children, it's you all day. So what are some of the things like that get you through the day or help you not feel all the guilt or make you feel not like bad mom? Because you guys, if you're listening, you can't see.
We've got some nice, beautiful green buds.
I need those. I need those. I want to get on to
marijuana.
Yeah. Okay. But for real, is that something that literally helps you cope? Like, what is it? I think so many women are like drowning. And
okay, I don't want to like advocate. I mean, well, we are cannabis moms, right? And obviously, you know,
we're also in California.
We're in California, so it's legal. Let me be clear. No, I'm not defending myself. I mean, I don't really give a fuck what anyone says. I've been smoking since I was a teenager. So, but I think cannabis has helped me a lot because I do have anxiety. And so it helps me calm myself. It also helps me be like more playful. So like, I'm not like, even when I had kids, like even when I, before I had a daughter or a child in general, I never really wanted kids because I don't like to fucking play. And I was that girl on the plane that like, if you sat a baby next to me, I'm like, excuse me, can I move? Like, I don't want to be near your child. Yeah. So now that I have a kid, obviously I love children now. I love my child. I love my friends' kids. I don't really love a lot of other people's kids. But I still don't like to fucking play. So weed really like opens that part up of me where I can go play to our Barbie dream house for 25, 23 minutes or like do other things. I think also, I mean, our kids are a little bit older now, so they can be distracted. Whereas like when they were infants, it was like constant. It was just fucking constant.
Yeah. You couldn't breathe, right? Clinging to your body.
I mean, even now, like I can't even take a shit by myself still. Like, I don't know when the fuck that ends. I've like tried to like make it like a horrible experience for her. Like, it's fucking smells in here. Like, you don't want to be in here. Like, but she doesn't
want to see it too. They want to watch it, see it. They want to see it.
And don't even talk about when I'm on my period. Like, she's like wants to be all up in there and see what's
that, mama?
Well, I'm like,
what's that string?
Why are you bleeding? Are you okay? I'm like, oh my God.
You got it because of that blood?
Yeah. But I think also like having a tribe, like having support has been so important as a single parent, like having Jamila, like having my family. And like, I think for those out there that don't have like family or don't live in the city where you have family to help you, it's important to really, you got to make an effort to get out there and find a few friends that can help support you, because if not, you're going to lose your fucking shit. You are.
I don't think I would make it without you.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't make it without you. Because I just wouldn't.
Do you both have family nearby?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, so my parents are not like traditional grandparents in the sense that they're like my mom is a business owner, CEO. So she's she's constantly gone. So she's not like grandma retired. Come over, honey. Like, no, I don't have that like grandma support system. And same with my dad. He's gone all the time also. So they're there. But I've had to lean on like other like friends, and you know, I have help. So that helps.
My dad is like the yeah. Disneyland dad. He is the one I can count on to take. He thinks we go half on my baby. So, but he's been in Mexico the entire quarantine, and my mom is acting like she's so busy over there, even though I know she's not, because we're not doing nothing. So that's been a challenge. But I have my other best friend who I grew up with since I'm like in kindergarten doesn't have any kids and thought she would have like all the kids by now. So she also is like she's also like, I call her my baby daddy. She'll pick up her from school. Like we co-parent. So I'm kind of lucky to be in the city that I grew up in with friends, because it is a village. I do really utilize my village.
Like, and also we do have baby daddies. We have people that we had these children with.
So they are obligated to split the time.
So when you're with, like, you know, we often say that also some women who are in relationships are still like kind of single moms because they're doing double duty. And then like when we would go on tour, we'd meet so many women who were so fucking exhausted because they were in a relationship where it wasn't 50-50. So they were like single moms and then taking care of this person who was more of a drain than like a help. And
I find that that's usually the case.
When I broke up with my baby daddy, like, obviously, like, you're sad for, like, 2 weeks. But afterwards, I was like, oh, my God. Thank you, God. This is how I was meant to parent. Because I was like, I get to drop off the baby. And then I'm like, don't call me. Don't say shit. Don't call me to get in the shower. Don't call me to get her dressed. Don't call me to do her hair. I'm out. And it was almost like a blessing. And now that I'm dating someone, and the guy I'm dating is a little bit older, and he's like, yeah, like, I want to really talk about kids in 1 year. I'm like, you mean together? You want to like have a kid in the household with the person you're dating? I'm like, I don't know if that works for me. I think I'm meant to be a co-parent. I like to go half. But obviously, I know like that's not ideal, but
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think we talked about this when we first chatted, that like, I really actually feel bad for married people. because they don't get a break. No. Like, they don't get to drop their kids off and, like, that's it for a few days.
Well,
like,
well, men think that it's just the mom's duty. Like, well, you're the mom. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
We have super progressive husbands. We think we have super progressive husbands who, when we walk out the door, we don't have to, like, leave a list. Like, we walk out and they're there. But when we go on tour, still, they're not worried about September and if the kids are home. Like, they're not worried about it. Guess who this falls on is us still. Or if there's a phone call, we have to keep the kids quiet. But our job is kind of like, you know, like, we watch the kids and take the phone call. They get to go take the phone call, you know, like, right, things like that.
I was also, when she just said, when you're married, you never get a break. And I immediately thought, you never get a break from him because he comes home every day. Yeah, but you meant the kids.
Yeah, I meant the kids. I meant but there's that too.
They sleep there fucking night. They don't get a break. So honestly, part of us being able to come away, our husbands are working from home. Like, my husband works from home.
There's not good Wi-Fi, so they have to leave. There's not good Wi-Fi. You have to go. You can't be here.
You can come on the weekends. Yeah, we're like, later. Get out of here. How is dating going, ladies? Give us some updates on the COVID dating situation.
Well, we've both found partners-ish. She doesn't have a boyfriend technically. I do in COVID, in quarantine. So I've been single for almost 3 years. And you know, my relationship with my daughter's father was 7 years. So I knew I needed like a good break in between to like figure out who the fuck I am, what I want, you know, really just like have casual sex for a while because I needed that. I've been on dating apps on and off throughout my singleness, and I've had a good time. Like, in the beginning, it was really great to meet people. I would usually use it when I travel. So like, I'd meet people in different cities. And it was exciting because I didn't really have any expectations. I just wanted to like have fun, meet new people. And then like somewhere along like the 2 year mark, I was like, okay, like we're just fucking. Okay, cool.
Is it getting old?
I should like have feelings for people. And so I kind of like, I started really wanting a relationship. And so we told our listeners, we talk about manifestation a lot on our podcast. And so we wrote down a list for our manifestation. And we wrote down every little thing we were looking for in our partner. You know, my mom, when I told her I was making this list, she was like, you better be very specific. Like, don't be modest. Like, if you want to ask for like the craziest shit ever that maybe you'd be embarrassed to tell somebody, like a big dick, really rich, like all those type
girthy
of things. Like, don't be afraid. So I did that. And
generous.
Yeah. Likes to dance. Will let me be free. You know, all those things.
Doesn't mind if I'm topless at the beach.
Owns houseplants. All those things. So we made those lists, and then somewhere along the line, we had an interview with someone where she was saying dating in quarantine is so great. Like, people are all home. You're going to have really engaging conversations with men because they're finally like sitting their ass down. And I was like, no, I don't think so. So I was like, whatever, let me just try to rejoin Hinge, which was this app I was using. And I went on there, and this guy had hit me up, and he had hit me up like maybe about a year ago. We had a date scheduled 2 hours before the date. He canceled, and I was like, fuck you. He tried to reschedule. I was like, I'm good, bro. I'm cool. And he continued to hit me, and so I just continued to ignore him. And then I rejoined this app. He hit me again, was like, look, can we just go on a virtual date? It's COVID. Like, it's low pressure. You don't have to come anywhere. And so I was like, fine. And so we did the date. I still didn't really give a fuck. Thank God Jamila, my husband, was there at my date because we were working earlier. And so she was like, who the fuck are you talking to? Because she could see I was just like – and so she took the phone and started like asking him questions, like good questions. And I was like, oh, I like how he answered that. That was really smart. And then I was like, okay, I'll take my phone back. Thank you. And – kind of like grew from there. We went on a few more virtual dates and finally met in person. And now we're in love and I have a boyfriend.
We did mushrooms and then I fell in love.
Yeah, we did mushrooms and then I fell in love.
only mm-hmm. one of you has a boyfriend, but you're both seeing people.
So she also found someone in quarantine, or she had found him before as well.
But they're not boyfriend.
They're not.
But you're not boyfriend.
They're just dating.
We are. I don't know. Okay. When I got out of the relationship with my daughter's father, I was like on some fuck relationship shit. I was like, I'm a free woman now. And then maybe like 2 years after that, a year after that, we started a podcast that was even more empowering and being moms that date and like, fuck the bullshit. You know, I'm not settling. And so, you know, I was a self-proclaimed going on dates person because I like to talk and I like to eat. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go on like dates 3 times a week, you know? So I was doing that and I was fine living that life. We went to New York. I was acting crazy, just in New York, just meeting people, having 3-way makeout sessions just to say I did and just running fucking buck wild. And then I came back, quarantine blew up. And I think I realized in that first month, like, oh fuck, I need human connection, like real one, not like the surface kind of level I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was just like going through it, like mostly everybody in the world. But I had went on a date with a guy right before quarantine, but because I was so like, going on so many dates a week and like not giving a fuck. He was a nice guy. I had a good time, but I was like, if I don't see him in another 2 weeks, I'm gonna forget. I only have like a 1 week span of memory for guys, you know? So we ended up going on another date and we went to just like a lookout mountain. Like we were in high school and we just watched the city. Yes. And we like took some mushrooms and got really deep and made out. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. It's gotten pretty serious. I've never done this. I don't understand it, but we've decided we're not going to date other people, but we're not in a relationship, which I'm also now I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? If I'm not dating you, why can I not date other people? Don't tell him I said that. But
I don't understand the difference, but I mean, I haven't dated in a long time. I guess
you're not ready to change your Facebook status yet. You know what I mean? Like you're not ready to be in a relationship, but you're not ready to be like, you're not going to tell anyone where you're at.
You're not sharing your location.
I'm not sharing. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to like, and that's a big thing with me. I don't like being told what the fuck to do. I don't like being asked a lot of questions. Where are you at? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. I don't like that. And I don't like having to care about someone else's feelings.
She doesn't want to have to tell someone what she's doing or where she's going.
I don't either.
Yeah, no, I know, but we have to. We're married.
I mean,
guys, can I ask you a question? Because I'm so intrigued by this. I find it so interesting that you two are so confident as like with your bodies and meeting people and dating people, where most women who are married and with the same person who's seen a person come out of their vagina are so insecure with themselves, even though they've like shared the biggest moment with someone of making another person. Like what, how do you get the confidence to be so,
and how do both of you have it?
Honestly, I think this is probably not the politically correct answer, but when you're dating, I feel like you get more excited about yourself because other people are excited about you, a new person, you know, you're like, it's not like the same person just seeing you. I'm like, eh, it's like, oh wow. They're trying to impress you. You're getting dressed up. They're trying to like court you. So you're like, I am this shit. Want to see my titty, you know? And whereas like when you're the same person, it gets, you know, routine. I'm not saying that's the answer, but I'm saying, I just think
break up with your husband. And
I think it just makes you exciting about yourself because you get to, you know, go on dates and like meet people. And also me, I'm an exhibitionist. I like to be naked. So I'm just a weird person in general.
She's 94 pounds.
98,
so,
bitch.
So she always looks like she's in shape. So I don't even know why she's answering this question. I mean, for me, like,
fuck you.
She always,
my opinion
she
counts.
Literally has a six pack always. I, on the other hand,
I guess they'd be pretty naked too.
I gained 70 pounds in pregnancy and after I had my kid, yeah. So you know, after I had my kid, I was like, who the fuck?
100.
Ooh, okay, girl. Uh-huh. What were you eating over there?
McDonald's every day, all day, okay. As much as I could.
Mine was Ben and Jerry's. McFlurry, so good. Really struggled after that, I did not recognize myself. I did not feel confident. I did not feel sexy. Honestly, my partner wasn't really helping. And I was going through postpartum and I just didn't feel like myself. I just did not recognize myself. And I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer as to for married people or people that are still in relationships as to how to do that, because I didn't accomplish that. It wasn't accomplished for me. I never really felt confident when I was with him. And I reached out constantly to him to basically tell him, I need you to validate me. I need you to validate me, please. And he was like, it's not my job to validate you. And it's true. It's true. It's true. But yeah, he was being an asshole. So for me, I don't know. I really had to find it in myself. I mean, obviously I think dating helped me, because other people finding me attractive, I was like, oh wait, I am attractive. Oh wait, you don't care about my stomach. Oh, okay. Well, fine. My booty's good. Okay. But a lot of it still had to do with me. I think therapy helped me too. My therapist, cause I told her I've had body issues on and off my whole life. And so she told me you gotta look in the mirror and touch your body and put lotion on. And when you touch your body, you say, oh my God, I'm so thankful for my legs. I'm so thankful for this stomach that birthed a child. You housed a child here. And so I know it sounds weird and hippie-ish, but it really did help me. And now, even now, I'm not my normal weight. And I still I've been complaining a lot about my weight lately, but it's not as bad as it was before. I was so hard on myself before. Why stop calling me? I was really hard on myself before.
Guys, we just had two kids hiding in the bathroom. Two kids had been listening, hiding in the bathroom.
The big one, but we're telling you all types of stuff. So now they know that whoever you're talking to takes mushrooms and stop calling.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Because we live in Canada, just like you live in California. It's everything's legal.
You can go buy. There's pot shops everywhere. There's cannabis shops. All the places. On every corner, basically.
So we got to get naked.
Yeah.
Get lotion. Look in the mirror. And tell ourselves.
Actually, I do. I think that this platform has helped me personally become more comfortable with who I am, because I realize that no one's really looking at you. Like, you're worried about everyone looking at you, but they're as worried about looking, like, they're all thinking about themselves. No one's really thinking about you. They're all really thinking about themselves. And if they're staring at you, it's probably because they love something about you, not because they're like, oh, she should be, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, I think
so. Oh, who's that sexy mama? I also think as moms.
Okay.
Is that our Instagram?
I also think that bathing suit. Okay. I would look good in that. That
bathing suit's from Amazon. Okay.
Girl, that's where we get our bathing suits.
Okay. I have that bathing suit. It does not look like that on me.
Yeah.
I look.
Got the boobies.
You also gotta find what's like what makes you feel confident. What's your best asset? I mean, for me, you know, I bought some titties, so that helps. And I got a booty. So I focus on those things. I try to highlight those things.
A butt and boob.
I try to focus on this and the butt. So
I think that also.
Did you say you bought those booties?
Yeah, I bought them.
They look so juicy.
They're good.
My doctor, I told him, make them hang. Hang them. They're good.
Wow, I want those.
Go to San Diego. I'm gonna check out Dr. Laverson.
Okie dokie.
I just want like a pump. You know what I mean? Like, I want them like that. Like, I just want them. They're okay.
That looked good.
I just want them like this.
Yes.
Like, I just want them higher. I just want them. Like, I feel like life has beaten them a bit.
That looks good.
You know?
You should want that.
I feel like they've been like punched around and grabbed. They need to be up here a bit more.
Yes.
Wait, speaking of being punched and grabbed around, like, how are you guys? What are you guys? What's going on with you guys and your husbands during quarantine? Are you guys like having more sex than ever? Mm-hmm. Are you guys like
more freaky over there?
Are you guys like experimenting now that you're home, like trying new things? Or are you just like, don't touch me?
You know what? We do these late night lives, these Thursday night parties, and people send in their COVID confessions. And I mean, I had no idea. There's something called corny, which is quarantine horny. And people are feeling this because they don't feel like they can get enough time alone with their husbands to go and have sex. And so they're having sex in public places, or one of them works at a church. So she does it in the, like, the teen youth room with her husband. So the only place she can go. Ooh. And I have to tell you, I'm inspired by them.
Yeah.
And I wish that I was more like how you guys talk. And I'm hoping that one day that fire gets ignited inside of me, and you won't even be able to hold me down, and everyone in the house will be hearing me because I won't be able to control myself. But in reality right now, at the end of the day of taking care of these people who are not in a healthy relationship with me, those children, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just want to feel soft sheets on my body. I want to close my eyes. I want to take whatever those pills she gives me are, and I want to say night.
Wait, how old are your kids?
11, 9, 7,
no,
5.
11.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. They're between 4 and 11.
Okay.
Oof. It's a bit much, you know.
I will say that I think that, you know, I think that we've been in marriage for so long. And, you know, you talk about having a break or like giving – we've talked – a lot of our friends right now are – not a lot of our friends. We know people going through divorces, and it's like they're finding themselves for the first time.
They seem so happy.
Because they have a minute to think about themselves versus constantly worrying about everybody else. And when we would travel, I feel like that was an outlet for us to be like independent, because we'd always been home and like the primary caregivers of everybody. And I feel like I'm back to that. And I feel like I don't even know who I am right now, because every day I'm taking care of people. And and we even said that, like, we've lost our fun, like, during COVID, because all we used to do was giggle and laugh. And now it's like, we're not doing that. Mm. So I feel like a big part of our everything is stepping away to be women, not just moms. And right now, all we are moms trying to squeeze in podcasts and work within tiny moments.
I feel like when we get to go travel and spend a lot of time away, I think I'm a good part-time wife. You know what I mean? I'm not like, I don't want like 365 days of be playing wife, but I can do it part-time. Yes. Yes. How do you do that? What's that situation?
I think that's a part of even like we're talking about our self body love and our dating. I realized like I breastfed for a fucking hella long, like 2.5 years. And I was
like 3.5.
Fuck you. And I'm an all natural milky woman. But like I was in the house. I wasn't getting very dressed up. I wasn't feeling sexy. I was just like feeding everyone, feeding a baby, feeding this man that was like an overgrown baby. And so I was forgetting to like care about myself, like do my hair, do my makeup, look cute. And then when I broke up with that man, that overgrown baby, I started to care about my hair because I was going places and have the opportunity to like look in the mirror. And then I was like, oh yeah, there she is, that person I used to know. Like, so I think it's important even in marriage, even in a relationship, and I will never do that shit again. I will never be so consumed. I mean, this sounds terrible, but like as a wife and as a mom that I forget about myself, because I think that's the shit that keeps you going. You know what I mean? Like you have to like to have a sex drive. You have to feel sexy about yourself. And that requires you to love on yourself. And so got to make time for it, you know?
Yeah, I have a question for you guys too, because you guys are married and, you know, you're experienced. How did you know your husband was the one? Like, how did you know, like, you were ready? I mean, I know you guys have been married for a while.
Like no one's perfect, but like, how do you know, like, okay, this is stuff I can
deal
with.
I'm super scared because I was about to marry someone and then thank God it didn't happen. But like, now I'm like, is marriage, like, do I need to be married? Like, is like,
because you're not perfect.
Should he just be my boyfriend forever? Like my partner? Like, do we need to sign?
Yeah, I don't know what the real purpose of marriage is. I mean, when I got married, I was young. I was a different person than I am now. The things that I wanted and I thought were important, this person had all of those things. It fit into what was going to look good for. I wanted to have children. I wanted to live this kind of a life. And he checked all those boxes. Lucky for me, he turned out to still be a great guy. And I made a really smart choice for being so young. Pat on my fucking back, because it could have been anything. You know what I mean? There was people right before him that I could have married too. And luckily I didn't. Mm-hmm. But he just, at the time, he was the right one. And it has worked out for sure. But it's crazy to think the decision you make when you're young for the one is still supposed to be the same one decades later.
I actually know why I chose the one. I think that I'd always try, like he let me be me and never tried to change me. And a lot of people try to change who you are with him. And I never apologized for who I was. And I'm kind of crazy. And, you know, you'll find me on the bar dancing and you'll find me talking to other guys. If you're insecure with that, you're not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, bad potty mouth. And I'll be at a family dinner and, you know, someone will be like, pass the pie. I'm like, hair pie. You know, I just have inappropriate thoughts constantly. And I know it's like the thing. My husband's like, Jesus, Catherine. You know, I'm always saying bad things to waiters, to everybody. And,
it's the best, by the way.
You know, I like to break walls down with people. I hate talking about normal shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go talk about vacations. I want to know, like, are you doing anal? Like,
what the fuck is going on over there?
Have you had an affair recently?
Our audience is often like, you know, are your husbands okay with the way you talk? Are you guys divorced? Because I love to fantasize about men that I find on like the Instagram or TikTok, who I think are so hot. And then I'm so into them that we bring them on as guests to our show. And I literally tell them that I'm imagining the two of us together and what our children would look like.
Yeah.
And you know, regular moms are like, I can't believe, like, how does Mark feel about that? I'm like, well, I never considered what he thought. I mean, he's in the other room. He seems to be okay with it. I mean, we contact my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, we do.
We call my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow. So, you contacted your ex-boyfriends and what, you interviewed them?
On live, yeah. And we talk about them. We try to find them. We do all.
We actually did the same thing. We interviewed our ex-boyfriend. Well, she's a former lesbian, so her ex-girlfriends. And we interviewed
like fluid, right? Not former, just like
you could be a lesbian again.
Fluid.
Maybe. I like penis, like a warm, fleshy one, a real one, a lot. So I don't know if I could be a lesbian again, maybe for like Ellen or something. But
Ellen?
She's rich.
Ellen.
She's rich. She,
God, of all the lesbians.
I'm a gold digging lesbian. No, I'm just
kidding. I'd take my wife over her. Shit.
It was a joke. Everybody calm down.
Really though, he just accepts me for me and has always, and you know, we changed the game. I was a social worker, like then stay at home mom. And I was like, I had a cape on ready at nighttime, you know, like I was that mom who had, I don't even know what a cape on is.
I think it's a small chicken.
Like a small chicken. I would make a whole chicken. I haven't made a whole chicken in 100 years, but when I first got married, I thought a whole chicken was what you did as a wife, you know? And then I was like, enough for fucking me. And I kind of flipped the script and he was like, okay, we're back to where we started, you know? So
yeah, she was trying with that capon, but I saw that capon. When you opened it up, it was dry as fucking salt.
I mean a Cornish hen? What the fuck is a capon?
I don't know. She just wore capon because they probably see it in movies.
She's putting her wife capon.
Oh, her wife capon. I'm like a little baby chicken.
You know the people who make whole chickens?
I don't think a whole chicken is necessarily a capon.
I don't know. They make a whole chicken.
That's those, a chicken.
Those people impress me. That's not just a chicken. They make the whole fucking thing. And I'm like,
what are your deal breakers now versus when you first got married? Like, you know, like some people would say like, you know, cheating is a deal breaker, you know, and some people say like, you know, worse shit could happen. Or
can I tell you something? We just had a conversation about this and we have not talked about this on the podcast, but
you and me together?
Yeah. We had this conversation. Yeah. I said, because we always play these games. What would you do if you walked outside down to the lake and I was having sex with your husband? What you do? Okay. Like, so it's and you see us like together humping. Okay. And I'm like, you can see him going up and down. Not just, there's no like, we're just talking.
The whole visual for her.
Yeah, she slaps her ass.
Yeah, everything. And I'm like, what would you
do? She's also said they were like making out.
Yeah, yeah. There's no denying, like, they're not chemistry. It's happening. Okay. What do you do?
And I'm like, first of all, ew.
I'd be okay with it.
I honestly, I don't really care. I don't care. If you want to be together, just let me know.
But I'm not going anywhere.
If you guys just did that one time and it was like, whatever, like if I found out that my husband, if he was in love with someone, I'd just be like, just tell me so you can go be in love with her, you know? But like, if he like ended up drinking too much and having a one night stand, I'd be like, okay, can I have a ticket now?
How was it? Was it better than
me? But like when you first got married, did you feel that way? Would you have said like, that's fine or not fine?
I've come to realize like love and sex, marriage, it is agreement rather than this thing that you're like, it is every day in life. Who I happen to like almost always. No, like a lot of the time.
Probably 60-40.
So I just think that when you grow up in a relationship and you're kind of like, you let me be me, and then
hopefully we can have some fun together.
Let's do this together, but don't try to slow me down and don't try to put me in a box because I'm out and and they actually took offense to this. And we said this a long time ago. I'm like, I don't need you. I choose you, and don't ever forget that. So don't think I'm here because I need you, but I'm choosing you. That's more powerful than me needing you. So please. And they were kind of like, and I was like, get over yourself. I think, you know, white men have a tendency to be very egocentric, right? Majority of the time where they believe they need to be served and that's all they've been. Okay. Like, let's just call it what it is. So for us to have men that are empathetic and not challenged by the role of a woman and not feel scared about, you know, our husbands treat women not like they're pieces of meat. They talk to them like people. And that was always a really big, you know, important part of an important part of how this relationship worked. Like they don't sexualize women. And then I think that they're not like toxic masculine. Like there's no toxic masculinity. They're okay to be like,
yeah,
you're a strong woman and I'm okay with being beside you and a bit behind you rather than in front of you. And I think for our personalities, that works well for us. And they've grown into that and grown up with that. And we've had to butt that role. We've had to create that role, though. That role was not just waiting for us. We had to make space for that. And I think that was something we had to challenge, that boundary with them, because they were not impressed when we started what we did.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would say that also, I've never dated. I've never been with a white man besides having sex.
Yes, you have.
I know. Oh. Sexually. But I would say that black men too, you know, they have ego. A lot of ego. Yeah. I think men in general, there are these societal roles that they feel like they play and we're supposed to play. And I mean, thankfully, my relationship's really early, but the guy that I'm dating, you know, calls himself a feminist, and he shows me that daily, versus like where my previous partner is definitely very male centric. Like everything is about, you know, the male being the leader, even so much so that I remember one time we were arguing and he was like, imagine this is a football game. I'm the captain. And you are the player. Let me lead us to victory. How am I supposed to accept this? What the fuck are you talking about? Don't you realize that I'm an alpha female?
Like I'm an asset to the winning.
But at one point in that relationship, though, I was trying so hard not to be alpha because it was like we were constantly at odds. And I was like, okay, maybe if I just just let him lead. But then he was leading us to fucking disasters constantly. Like constant disasters.
Women constantly compromise who they are to placate the relationship. I think that's why so many women get exhausted. They're like, fuck, I'm so exhausted. And I'm just placating myself, you know, to make you okay. So
how do you think your current boyfriend became a feminist? Was it his mother? Does he have sisters? How did he get like that?
You know, I think it was a culmination of different things. I think he was raised by strong women, and he told me that he went to a camp when he was a teenager that basically was all about like bias and like male bias and like,
wow, that's impressive as fuck.
Yeah. And so
where is this camp at? I'm sending everybody I know there.
And it really showed him how biased he was and how much like ego and male toxicity he had and didn't realize, you know, like I think he shared a story. He was like, yeah, when I was at the camp, like I thought I was like gonna ace it all. Like I knew that like I respect women, and this girl, she had like a bra strap hanging down, and I like fixed it for her because I felt like it was inappropriate for her bra strap to be down. And she was like, don't put me together. Like, don't put me together and make it and so that I'm acceptable. And then he was like, at that moment, I realized that like, yeah, I feel like a woman should be presented a certain way. And I realized that like, I needed to check myself. And I think just in different situations, he has a lot of female friends. So I think like, that and strong female friends. So I think that that kind of helps him stay in line and in check and has helped him grow. Honestly, at this point too, I think because of our platform and we engage with so many amazing women constantly that like, I can't accept anything less than that at this point. Like no. I'm now, like when I talk to my ex, I'm like,
me, yeah.
I'm like, what?
How am I doing? I'm so happy to be in this space. Like,
I mean, I like, he's cool, but like, yeah.
No, my baby's daddy is such an immature child and such a disrespectful. I don't want to bash, but I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So disrespectful and so stereotypical in the sense like, oh, if you do this, women like constantly trying to put me down for like personal things that he knew about me. I mean, now I don't care. The whole internet knows a lot of personal things about me, but I was constantly in a battle with myself. Like, am I a hoe or am I free? Like, it's just like a constant thing. But like, I was in my 20s. Who's not a hoe in their 20s? Who's not a little promiscuous? But I'm just
wasted your time if you weren't a hoe.
You wasted your whole 20s if you didn't hoe around. Like, what the fuck were you doing?
Honestly? You gotta be.
And I feel like men, they want so easy.
Pat and I were very good.
Men have this thing like they want the best. They want the best blowjob giver, but also you have to be a virgin when I met you. It doesn't make any sense. How do you think I got these skills? Practice.
No.
You know, but I'm so happy. Like, even though you guys are like, you're way ahead in the game as us, I told Erica, I was like, Kat and Nat are like the white version of us. They're like, they're married and they have more kids, but they just don't give a fuck. Like us. And I didn't realize when we started this, what we were doing here. Like, we're like, you know, it's a weird kind of, all these moms are fucking, a lot of these moms be pretending. Let's be real. They're like in these cookie cutter fucking outfits. They're wearing white. Their kids didn't spill on them and shit. You know, they're acting like them and Joey over there are having a great fucking time every day. And it's just not realistic. And I'm so happy that we can be in this space together just to be like,
Joey.
I feel like there's so many moms out there that are, that like, what is the thing in Get Out? They've like, they're hypnotized. Like, bitch, wake up. Are you yourself? Are you there? Are you happy? Are you in there?
Do you know what I feel like? I feel like so many moms are too afraid to be themselves. And that's why they identify with the four of us, because it's like we can say what they want. You know, the minute I let go of my mother-in-law's expectations of me is the minute, you know, I was afraid of what people would think of me. And she was probably my biggest critic, still doesn't like me today. But like, I've let that go. Is the minute I was kind of like, fuck it. This is who I've always been, you know. I dropped out of high school. I probably look like I am the most like typical, but I'm the most untypical. But you kind of have to just be like, you have to just be like, fuck it. You have these expectations of me. It's not who I am. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. I can't please everybody. And we definitely can't please everything, you know, especially with, when we post Black Lives Matter, any content around that, and people fight us, I'm like, just shut up, move on. Like, but we try to meet them and help them understand versus, you know, make them upset. But I'm just, it's like, I think just so many people are stuck in this world, like this little tiny world that's safe.
With and Joey.
And they feel safer there than rocking any boat because they're too afraid of the backlash that they'll get. And, you know, I think that the minute you let that go is the minute you can you don't carry this backpack around of fear of what people will think of you. And I think that's where everyone should try to get to. I don't know how many people can get there because there are so many rules set up in life. Like, there are so many rules people are supposed to abide by that are unwritten. And I just think that when you can, you know, have conversations like this, I feel like it helps people come to a bigger place where they're like, oh, I can have a voice. I can be who I want to be. I can tell my partner I don't want to be with you. You know, like, I am not happy. Like,
I can send a nude.
I don't have to make a full chicken every fucking dinner.
Oh, speaking of. A capon is a castrated male chicken flattened for eating.
Disgusting.
So that is what you were making.
Disgusting.
Capons.
Disgusting.
Why is it flattened?
You know, like flat. No, I have no idea.
And you know, I don't wash my chicken either. I heard that people wash their chicken. I don't do that.
You know, that's a white thing. You know what? Only they say white people don't wash their. You need to wash that chicken. We don't know where chicken's been, Kat. You got to wash the chicken first.
Do I have to?
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
There's all types of weird shit on there. Don't feel the film on
there. You gotta wash it. It's just like you gotta wash the broccoli from the produce section. People packaged it. You gotta wash that shit.
Don't do that either. I don't wash anything.
Oh, no. I'm so glad you're not making my romaine and a little bug on them.
I don't wash inside my vagina either.
Oh god.
Well, you gotta take a bath.
They say it's a self-cleaning oven. I'm telling her.
You shouldn't put like harsh soap.
No,
water. Water. You gotta when you get in the tub, you gotta hold it open.
Water. Yeah. No,
and like just like kind of let it like seep in and out like a ripper.
Yeah. No. I let it slow down. I don't the soap. You know.
No,
I
don't
go
in the undercarriage. You don't do that.
That's how you get a yeast infection.
No. Yeah. No. No, does it?
No, I'm not. You don't. I think you think I'm putting soap up in it.
Even inside the fold, you shouldn't go inside the fold, right? You keep that shit.
No, the fold.
Fine, I've been.
No,
the fold.
No.
How do you wash your between your lips? The labia majora.
Yeah, no, dark, moist places create smells and mold. They need soap.
Water just cleans.
They need soap.
Your pussy does not create mold.
When you listen, let me show you. You just wash.
Here's a wash.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you rinse.
Not with soap.
With soap? Yeah. With soap.
I'm with you, Kat. I'm with you, Matt.
Thank you.
The water I feel like the soap from my hair does the whole thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a river.
It's like once you need to scrub. Oh, also, Matt, I saw your Instagram post with your string, and I wanted to tell you. First of all, I was cracking the fuck up. Second of all, you know, there's a stripper hack. There's a stripper hack that I've been using for a few years, and you should know it. You just cut that string and you push it up, and then there's no string. Like if you're going on a date and maybe you just want to get an outer rub, or you're at the pool, you cut the string, and then no one will even know it's up in there. I know.
Wait, you're at the pool and you get rubbed? Wait, do you get rubbed at the pool?
No, I mean, I have, but I'm just saying. For two seconds. If you wanted to get rubbed, or if you're at the pool and you don't want the string to interfere, cut the string and push it up. And then
you know, the first string video got taken down.
I saw that. I was like, why the fuck?
Instagram has been hating on us all week. Okay. We're banned from IG Live.
So like July.
Why? Yeah.
I have no idea. No clue.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the second one, I was like, screw it. I'm posting it again because Instagram can get over themselves. And
because 2 days in a row, that string came out again.
Her string was everywhere.
I think it's 'cause my bathing suits are too small. So it's so tight that it has nowhere to go. So it just escapes.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't have a period.
I took Jamila's hack advice once and it took me like 5 minutes to get the tampon.
You gotta just push with your.
I could
you had
not
a baby, push it out.
Get it out. And have you ever put two tampons in by accident? That's fucking terrible as well.
Yeah.
I lost a cup in me. I lost a whole cup gone. And I fainted. I was on the floor. I was like, Natalie.
I tried the Diva cups.
And I had to go find.
She doesn't bear down.
And I was about to cry. And I was like, I can't breathe. And oh my God, I was sitting in the shower naked and the kids were banging on the door. And I was like, oh my God, it's not coming out. And I tried the
Diva Cup too, and I had the same thing. I was like squatting and pushing. I was like trying to put like my whole fist in my vagina. Like I could not get it out. And I was like, I will never do this again.
I can bear down so well that we're going to try like later this week that I'm going to shoot a ping pong out of it because I know how to bear down so well. I pop four babies out. It's like,
yeah.
Right? So when I need to get the Diva Cup out, or I can even shoot a tampon out.
So I said we need to try.
Kegels. Your Kegels are on point.
I need to do more
Kegels. I know.
Yeah. I said she could break a penis with that. You know what I mean?
Penis is like that.
I didn't know that really. I didn't know a totally. Oh, one of our guy friends who we work with, he's like, why do you stay with her? She's such a bitch. Cause she was. And he's like, because she can grab my penis with her vagina.
Yeah.
So I got to stay with her.
She's like a, yeah.
And wow.
He had a word for it. He's like,
vice grip. She can vice grip it.
Vice grip. So he had to stay with her.
Vice grip. So that was a marriage.
I'm kegeling right now.
No. They broke up. Too. They broke up. So
that wasn't
they
enough,
broke
up. So just enough to save the marriage.
He found someone else to vice dick him.
Vice grip.
Oh, yeah. Vice grip.
Vice grip him. Hey, ladies.
I think we could literally talk to you guys forever. Too bad about the fact that there's 7 kids literally FaceTiming us down the
road. Oh my God. I know. I got to roll too. I got to get on a conference call.
Let's do this again. And
in person though.
We're really thankful that we made this happen and that you're exhausted and we still made time for this. And we appreciate you so much. And that's what I mean, that you guys are so exhausted, but you made time for us. And I can't wait to hear how camp goes. If you listen on our platform, go check out Good Moms Bad Choices. Their Instagram will give you life and the freedom to be who you are without giving a fuck.
Love it.
And their podcast is on every platform you can find. So go find them there. And they're just amazing.
Thank you guys so much.
We're so glad. No, I want to roll a joint. I used to roll joints so well. I was such a good roller. And in Canada, I can't find those. And gummies fuck me up. And so do the pens.
I just did a real one 2 weekends ago.
I want like a real, I haven't had a real joint in so long.
Okay, when you come to LA or we come to Canada, we'll roll you a big fatty. We can't wait.
I'm a lightweight, okay? I get fucked so up super fast.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we know. You can't drink.
You can only at the end. You can only hang out for 4 hours. And at the last hour, you can do stuff.
I can do that.
Oh my God.
Okay. Just get me a diaper and a bed and we'll be okay. You know, just in case, and a helmet.
Perfect.
That shit crazy. Helmet, awesome. A diaper, and a bed, and we'll be okay.
We got you.
Thank you so much, baby.
Thank you. We love you. And wash that chicken.
And your badge. Wash the chicken and the badge.
Stop using too much soap in your vagina, Nat.
Use soap in your badge.
Use soap in your badge. Not in, but at the outer majora.
The vulva.
The vulva needs the vulva. Soap.
Yeah. Got it. I gotta learn those parts. I'm gonna go lotion myself and talk to myself. Thank you guys.
All right, bye.